Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll ask Howard Eskin about it in a couple of seconds here. Al, what's going on?
Well, Howard is going to be sponsored by Audi Devon. For a luxury experience, visit Audi Devon. Born in Germany, perfected in Devon. And I think they have a shade of purple that the only one Eskin can buy.
Howard, is that true?
A shade of purple?
Yeah. Is your Audi a purple or yellow?
What color? It's not. No, my phone case is purple. Oh, and some of my clothing is purple. But I call it lavender.
Oh, you do?
Because lavender sounds more classy, which is... Al wouldn't call anything with things with class.
You a big Vikings fan?
No, I'm not a big Vikings fan. I used to be a Ravens fan. They have some purple.
Oh, that's true, too, yeah. Nice helmet.
All right.
I knew that.
Yeah. Howard, you chose to go with yellow, though, yesterday. Was that for the eclipse? Were you really pumped up over that?
When we lost sunlight, I had some brightness on just when we lost the sun with the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why just in honor of the eclipse, I had some kind of a yellow shirt. Ooh. And yellow shoes.
Mm.
You got to be there for the moment.
You had yellow shoes on?
Oh, I had yellow shoes. Yeah.
Yellow sneakers. Yellow. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, they were golf shoes, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you watch
the
eclipse on, like,
yes,
Charles?
Yeah, Charles is an idiot. hey, listen, here's the word I thought of the eclipse. I watched it for a while. I had the glasses, and I had a bunch of glasses, actually. People were going crazy over the glasses. But when I saw it, after a while, I said, okay, that's cool. And I didn't go nuts like that woman. But if I hadn't watched it, I would have been disappointed. Geez, I wonder what it looked like. So if you looked at it, and was it a big deal? It was a big deal in South Carolina where there was a total eclipse, and I saw that on television, because then you had real darkness when it was a total eclipse. But still, I saw it. I remembered it. I would have been disappointed if I hadn't saw it. Did it?
Yeah, and you'll be dead by the time the next one comes around, so it's a good thing you watch.
It's only 7 years away, Howard.
That's
Al's
right,
not believing in
years.
You.
Only 2024, Al.
Okay.
If you're still
well,
around.
You and I will be done.
No, you're already done, Al.
Howard, how about the actual practice yesterday? A joint practice, Dolphins, Eagles going at it a little bit. Obviously, it was, I believe, shorts and shells yesterday. But what exactly was going on there? Take us through it.
Well, the thing that I noticed, and only because you look at certain things, Byron Maxwell is still a flat-out stiff. he is just terrible. I noticed he got beat badly twice by Alshon Jeffrey. That's the thing that I take away from the practice. They practiced against somebody. It was different than just watching the Eagles go against the Eagles. You got to see Jay Cutler, who's back, and you saw Carson Wentz throw against somebody else. The coaches probably notice more, and they look at the tape every day, tape or whatever you call it these days. It's not tape. You look at the practice on the computer every day. They look at it, and they'll notice more. But I noticed that and it was cool. It was nice to have something different and to have another team there. But I noticed that Byron Maxwell, who the guy should be taken away in handcuffs for stealing money, because he is just brutal. But he wouldn't answer the question why he thought the Eagles traded him. He said, well, they wanted a quarterback. Well, they only traded up to 8. They didn't get the quarterback at 8.
Right.
So they didn't want him because he couldn't play. That's why they didn't want him. They were lucky that Miami took him, and if Miami likes him, great. But it's nice to just have something else. I don't agree with Al's godchild, Bill Belichick, where he will practice against, scrimmage against the team he plays every week in the preseason, and then not play his regulars, most of his regulars in the game.
Yeah, it never
that's
works
just
out.
Cheating the fans. Well, that cheats the fans. It's not, Well, oh. Whether it works out or not, it's the first year he's done it with every game.
Yes.
But whether it works or not, it's cheating the fans. It's bad enough that you have to watch preseason games, but at least it's football, not just scrimmages all the time. But to take away some of the players that people want to see, even if it may be for two series or maybe for a quarter, Carson Wentz, I believe, will probably likely play into the second half. So with, you know, with the genius up in New England.
Yeah, the fans should feel cheated up there.
I don't care whether they're, because they're stupid. They're lemmings.
It's the team that they're playing, fans, Al, that are cheated.
Wait, don't you come out to watch players that you know?
I do.
Okay.
Jonesy never played in a preseason game.
I did so.
When you were a kid, did. Yeah.
It was hard to spot Jonesy in the regular season.
Very true.
All right, forget about the Patriots for a second, Howard, because they got their own things going on, unfortunately.
Yeah, but anyway, it was nice to have somebody, something different in practice. That was good.
One of the things that we were talking about yesterday was the idea of having more of these and maybe doing these two times a year, three times a year even. Would you be on board for something like that?
Well, if you play, yeah, I'm fine with that. If you still play your players in the game,
okay.
For instance, in the fact that Carson Wentz participated in a scrimmage against another team, he's still going to play what they would normally play a player, and the starters will probably still play the same amount of time in the game, even though they had the scrimmage. So, yeah, I'm okay with them as long as you don't cheat the fans in the game, and that's where I have a problem. And the only genius that's doing that is the guy up in New England.
So Wentz will play more than a half, right? He'll play.
Who's that?
Wentz will play more than a half.
He'll probably play into the third. Likely. You know, obviously the term. If he has some really good series in the first half, there may not be. It's going to come down to number of plays. And probably the number of plays they look at will probably take in the second half. And they always do that in the third game, because Wentz won't play in the fourth game, which is the final game against the Jets. But, no, I like the scrimmaging, and as long as the players play in the game, the amount of time that you would normally play them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with it, yeah. It's something different, and it takes away the monotony of training camp for the players as well as the fans, but certainly for the players.
We're speaking with Howard Eskin. Howard, one of the names that I saw a lot yesterday come across timelines and whatever on Twitter and articles afterwards was looking at Alshon Jeffrey, and a lot of people saying that he had a really solid practice, by far his best one yet. What were you noticing yesterday from Alshon?
That he beat the living daylights out of Byron Maxwell. but Alshon Jeffrey, I don't like. Byron Maxwell is allergic to contact. Now, there was no contact yesterday, but I can't get out of my mind that one play where he was dragged by a tight end for 15 yards. I think it was against Arizona when he played with the Eagles. But Alshon Jeffrey did. Played well yesterday, made some really nice catches. And Alshon Jeffrey will be fine. And he'll play in the obviously he'll be ready for the season. I know there was a big deal made because the coaches on Saturday spoke to a lot of the media, and they said Jeffrey didn't run the proper route on one play in a previous game. He's going to be fine. He's obviously adds to their wide receiver depth, and he did play well yesterday. Again, he made some really nice catches.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big topics that we were discussing yesterday was Garrett Blunt and whether or not he is on the bubble, so to speak, with the Eagles, whether or not he's a guy that has to worry about his job. Do you see him as a guy that really, for the most part, will be here, almost a lock?
Well, I don't know if they find another running back. They don't have enough running backs. If there's one area that I would be concerned with the Eagles right now, it would be running back. Who do you have after LeGarrette Blount that you know you can count on? So although I don't think, I haven't seen a lot from him that's good, the stretch play, maybe they're just trying to run that play. It's obvious he's not going to be the running back that can do that. Mm. The offensive line could have been an issue in some of the games. Last game they didn't have their offensive line really intact. But is he on the bubble? Only if they get another running back, and I don't know where that's going to come from. It's just when a running back has a large number of runs the previous year, and LeGarrette Blount had 295 last year, and that's a lot. When he has that number, a lot of times that back's legs aren't, it happened with DeMarco Murray, are not good the next year. But I don't see any other running back that can jump in and be the featured back without LeGarrette Blount there. So right now, unless they get somebody else, I got to see him with the team.
Yep.
But the problem this year is the players that are going to get cut, so there'll probably have to be a trade. It's different this year. All 90 players stay there through all four games. So there's nobody that's out there beforehand. The teams know there's going to be players that won't make their team. If they can find somebody else, fine. But if they don't find somebody else, I think LeGarrette Blount's got to be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking with Howard Eskin. Howard, before I ask you about your good buddy Charles Barkley, we're asking a question today about Adam Gase and Doug Peterson.
Foolish question.
Foolish question. Why is it a foolish question? Who would you take?
What do the people know about Adam Gase? I mean, you tell me. What people?
You know that he had
there?
More than one interview?
What's that?
They know that he had more than one interview around the NFL?
So what?
Well, it doesn't hurt that the other teams wanted him?
Well, so what?
That doesn't look good?
I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, because he came out of a team that had where he had success. He was the hot name. There's coaches like that every year that have more than one interview, and that doesn't mean they're going to have success where they are. I don't care how many interviews he had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about Adam Gase to say, oh, I wish they would have had Adam Gase. But why? We don't know enough about him.
All right, so let me ask you this. What about Doug Peterson then? Why would you want Doug Peterson over Adam Gase?
Why would I want – no, I'm going to answer the question in reverse. Why would I want Adam Gase over Doug Peterson?
Because he's gone to the playoffs, and he went to the playoffs in his first year?
Oh, great.
The playoffs suck.
but they obviously had better players at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about Adam Gase, and he's in the AFC. How many times
do AFC
you get
East.
To see the Miami Dolphins in Philadelphia? Really? I mean, think about it.
Sure.
How many times? So I don't know. It's a question that really has no answer until you see a few years of what they have done.
We have a wait and see. We have a wait and see.
But on the fence.
I don't know. I mean, I think Doug Peterson did a nice job with his quarterback last year. And actually, the coaching staff did a nice job because John DeFilippo also has a lot to do with the development of that quarterback. So he deserves some of the credit. But Carson Wentz is moving forward, and he's put in the right position with the plays. That's all I can judge Doug Peterson on. And because he was a rookie coach who started a quarterback, who didn't know he was the starter until 8 days before the first game, I don't know. I can't really give you a definitive answer on that. Because you don't know, and you don't know about Adam Gase.
All right.
So that's why.
Well, here's something.
I don't like the question.
He doesn't like the question.
I heard.
He thinks also it's a bad question.
He also doesn't like Byron Maxwell.
Well, I heard that, right. Too. I have one question, Howard. This Kip Humphrey, I was really excited coming in because of what he did in school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
I agree with you. For this is like this is like an eclipse. It happens every 33 years or something like that. I agree with Al. I don't know about Donnell Pumphrey. Is a terrific guy, but on the field, I haven't seen anything to tell me he should be. When you look at the running backs and you get to the fourth running back, obviously carry four. Because Darren Sproles really is not going to run the ball that much because he does so many other things. Who is the fourth guy? Is it Corey Clement or is it Donnell Pumphrey? Right now, I would take Corey Clement over Donnell Pumphrey. Now, I don't know if they cut Pumphrey, if he could get through the waivers to get to the practice squad. But right now, I have not seen even nearly enough of Donnell Pumphrey to say, well, I don't trust him on punt returns because that fumble that he had in the Green Bay game, I haven't seen enough from him at a running back to say he should be on the team. The only thing that they're going to do is they're going to at times put Sproles and Pumphrey in the backfield or on the field at the same time, and then it creates mismatch problems for the other team. Outside of that, I don't know how many plays that's going to happen. Outside of that, you're right, Al, and I have the same question. Who is the fourth back on this team at the end? And you got to ask yourself a few questions. Who's got bigger upside, Clement or Pumphrey? Well, who's better right now? Right now, Clement's better. Who has bigger upside? Possibly Pumphrey. That's a real tough question, but I haven't seen enough from Donnell Pumphrey right now.
And I'll ask you an easy question, Howard. This should be easy, at least, because it looks like he dropped a lot of weight. Did Charles Barkley lose over 40 pounds? Because he looks
did. He went to a fat farm in California. And he did lose some weight. He said he wants to lose 30-some more. I give him credit. It's hard to lose weight. It's really hard. And he did lose a lot of weight. He realized he was too big. So other than some of the other things he does, although when he says something, people listen. So that's what I love about him. But when he does something, that's nice. When he loses that weight, and yes, he did.
Now, is he going to beat you on the golf course with this weight loss?
Not with that swing. Not with that swing.
Howard Eskin, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. Always good talking to you, my man.
It's always a pleasure. Oh. Solar eclipse and me agree with Al. It's great.
There you go, Howard Eskin. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
If he dresses like that in real human life, what does he wear on a golf course?
He's one of those fancy golfers, as they say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.